Just a brief comment. What struck me in going over these early verses is a downward course. Just highlight those three expressions. Verse 1, to sojourn in the country of Moab. Verse 2 at the end, continued or remained there. And then verse 4 at the end, abode there. So there is an indication of a downward course. He could have argued, we're just going as sojourners, as strangers, like Abram did. I'm just like Abram. Moab is where Moses spoke. We heard there were the prophecies of Balaam from one of those mountains. But it was also the area, the fields of Moab, where the area where Moses had spoken to the people before they crossed the Jordan River. And this expression, the fields of Moab, the country of Moab, or the fields of Moab, is found only in this book, Ruth. And so that was a good place to be. However, it was not God's thought at all that he would leave the promised land with all the blessings there. We mentioned the names Bethlehem, Judah. We could speak about the blessings of the land that were there, that you have in Deuteronomy 8 and other scriptures. Brother Wagdi referred to chapter 11. Many scriptures in Deuteronomy show the excellency of this land. And so he could convince himself this is the right way for the time being. We just go as sojourners. But then you see that he continued there. So there is really a compromise. And Brother Ishmael mentioned that earlier already, that it's not only the head of the house was responsible, his wife was responsible, was co-responsible for this decision. And so she had to accept the consequences of that. If we go away of our own choosing, we have to be ready to face the consequences. And the consequence was in this case that he died and that she was left in verse 3. So now I want to add another element. That is this. There is this downward course, but it doesn't end there. She is left. And that is the beginning, the start of a new beginning. The word that's used here is the word you find in the word remnant. Here is something that is left, and God can work with that, what is left. An application, if we have failed, and we have, God is able to deal with what is still there, what is left. God loves to deal with a remnant. And I pray that we may belong to such a remnant, all of us, that God can deal with. God is going to deal with Naomi. She is a remnant. And that is repeated in verse 5. After her two sons had passed away, the woman was left. She was still there. And so God can work with that. We heard in our earlier study what characterized Naomi and her husband especially was there was no faith. They had everything. This is the most beautiful place you can be, the house of bread, the house of praise, Judah. It's the wonderful area, Ephrathah, fruitfulness. We heard about that in our earlier study. They had everything, and yet nothing. Why not? Because if there is no faith, God cannot bless. It's through faith that we can make these things our own. We refer to Gideon as an example. He had faith. He humbled himself and he used those circumstances to apply what God had given. And so the challenge for us is this. If there is a downward course, it's not the end. God will deal with us in discipline. But it is always to bring us back. That is the line that we see in this book. Restoration. That is what God has in mind. God is the God of restoration. And so all the resources that Ruth is going to discover in this book are available for us as well. God is the God of restoration. And so may we be just humble enough to confess where I have failed, where we have failed, and then leave it with the Lord and be subject to his leading. It was a long way for Naomi, but the Lord is faithful. He uses sometimes a very long way, but he is always ready to bring us back.
There is an interesting point that Brother Alfred has touched on in relation to the three verbs in 1, 2, and 4, and the expression left. We think of Jacob, who made all his plans when he was facing his brother Esau. And we read in Genesis 33, Jacob was left alone. He had come to the end of himself. When her husband died, Naomi could have said, I have my two sons left. They are with me. So in verse 3, she was left and her two sons. But then at the end in verse 5, she was left of her two sons and her husband. She had no resource that had come with her into Moab. All of that had gone. The only person that she could depend on would be the God that she had left behind. But God had not given up on her. And he was going to work on her in such a way that she recognizes him not just as God, but as the one, Jehovah, who will bring her back empty. Verse 21, I went up full, and Jehovah, the one who has made a covenant with the people that I belong to, he is the one who brings me back. Thank God she was brought back. We come to the thought of there was no king in Israel, and I'd like to touch that again. It was suggested, rather, it was emphasized that God was the one who was refused when the children of Israel asked for a king. So when we read the expression, there was no king in Israel, they had removed the thought of God from their hearts. And here, Elimelech, his parents might have named him, my God is king, looking at the conditions in the land of Israel and saying where they were behaving as there was no king in Israel. But they were saying, my God is king. But Elimelech did not have that trust in God, even though his name suggested this. How is it with me? I cannot trade on my parents' faith. I have to have faith for myself, faith in God. And it was suggested that the only way that I am going to be restored when there's famine in the land is when I humble myself. Elimelech went to just to spend a little time. But then we got there. They continued there. Life was really good in Moab. When he died, his sons took wives and they dwelt there. They abode there. But God is not going to leave his children in the place where they ought not to be. He will awaken them. And one last thought. When the lost son of Luke 15 came back, and the father made all the preparations and they began to be merry, it was interesting where the elder son was. He was in the field. And this is where Elimelech took his family, in the fields of Moab. May God keep us from the fields of Moab. Keep us in the house of bread and praise, so that we receive from him and we give back to him for his name's sake.